Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Hello, this is Chris Stainis. Welcome to Voices of Women on Transformation Talk Radio. So today we're going to talk about women's power. This past weekend, I was at a women's gathering for summer solstice and witnessed a lot of power from the women there who gather. We dance, we celebrate, we do ritual, we have evening, we do a goddess theater where people share their gifts, we do sweat lodges. It's an amazing weekend, and it's for all ages. There's babies to elders there. So I set aside this weekend every year to just hang out. I don't do anything. I just am with myself, with other women, and nature. It wakes up my senses, says I get quieter out there. So I listen to the wind. I'm camping in a tent. I'm listening to the birds and music and laughter all around me, and also listening to my inner self. So it renews my spirit. So I hope all of you will take some time this summer to do that as well. So today, it's my honor to have my guest, Hillary Hart. Hillary teaches and writes about women's spirituality and the divine feminine, and recently founded Women's Power Wheel, a growing movement of women's circles helping women uncover and live their natural power. Her books include The Unknown She and Pearly of Great Price. She is an adjunct faculty at Antioch University in Seattle, and she studied philosophy at Yale and the University of Colorado. And she has practiced within both the Tibetan Buddhist and Sufi traditions and has 15 years experience in dream work. And she lives on the lovely Whidbey Island in the state of Washington. Her website is womanspowerwheel.com. And today her topic is Woman's Spiritual Power, Use It. So welcome, Hillary.
Hi, thanks, Chris. Thanks so much.
Well, I want to share how we met because it was very synchronistic. I was just beginning to write my book, and I was getting ready to, and the Woman of Wisdom book. And you had sent an email to Woman of Wisdom, I think, to send to inquire about putting an ad in our newsletter. So I saw your name, and then I saw your name on a book, and my housemates had this book called The Unknown She, and there was Hillary Hart. And I emailed you, are you the same Hillary Hart? Which you were, and I said, oh, I'm writing a book. And you said, oh, by the way, I'm an editor, especially of spiritual books. And so you are the editor of the Woman of Wisdom book. So thank you for playing a special part in my life.
Oh, you know, that was so fun. It was a great book. Everybody should read it. And I loved editing it. Anytime I edit, you know, I read so deeply. And that was a great book to edit. So, yeah, thanks.
Yes. Thank you. So you're... Dance is about women's unique spiritual power and how that can play a key role in our collective evolution. But I want to first talk about your evolution. How did you get interested in women's spirituality, women's power? What was your first aha moment, you know, where you realized this is your work? How did you discover your unique spiritual power? I mean, you know, we need to share these things with people because we learn from each other. And I'm curious where you started.
Well, I had sort of a backdoor approach in a way. I started with a very sort of masculine approach where I went to a monastery. I had some mystical experiences when I was younger playing sports. I loved nature and had some experiences in nature. And I just naturally gravitated towards meditation and going to a monastery and doing a lot of Buddhist practice. And after years of that, or about five years of that or so, I found that I became very ill. Maybe depressed also would be a good word. I was not thriving psychologically or in any area of my life, really. And I met a Sufi teacher who very early on oriented me away from the renunciation sort of model. And in fact, he suggested I write a book about women's spirituality, which was The Unknown She. And so that really began a journey. I did it out of devotion to him. He's my teacher. I am totally devoted to him. It did not seem natural at first. And then very slowly, through meeting these sort of amazing women, through coming to value in myself some of these more hidden feminine aspects, I very slowly, very surely became more centered in my spiritual life as a woman. And I have to say, it's just been a very slow and sure journey. I have no doubt anymore about the stability and the strength that is inside me as a woman, and that comes from my love for what's real, but is embodied as in me as a woman, and how they go together. I'm learning more and more, and fascinated by and compelled to understand more and more what it means to be a woman, living her power in life at this moment of time. So,
yeah, and we're all doing that. Yeah, we're all doing that in our own way, yeah. And we have to do it our own way. And to realize it's a journey, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Like all of a sudden, like, oh, I tapped into my power. Yay.
No, it sure doesn't. And I mean, I really think that that's a big myth in our Western spiritual landscape, that you can spend money on a workshop and actually leave after your weekend with something that's going to last forever. I mean, to some degree, it does, but it takes such a long time to develop one's awareness of oneself. You can have glimpses of it, and you do get glimpses and hits, and like your weekend, you know, renewal. But yeah, it's a lifelong endeavor and commitment.
Oh yeah, and I feel like I'm just beginning my journey, and I've been at it. Woman Wisdom is 20 years old, and that was to me. I didn't know what I was going into. It was just the universe said, you need to bring women together. Someone that healers told me, you need to be an advocate for women, which I had no clue what that meant. And then I got the idea of doing the conference, which was still just like, oh, okay, we'll do this conference. And, you know, I'm naivety of what was really going to be coming forward. And it's kind of, you know, just spirit kind of guides you along. And you just, you know, it's kind of like I was just at a workshop this week, and we had these pictures where we were to tell a story, but there was pictures there to use. And there was a picture of footprints in sand. And the sand was, there was obviously wind that had gone across because there were all these ripples in the sand. But the footprints are just one after the other. You don't really know where you're going. And that's kind of been my journey. And I'm imagining for you, you don't really know where we're going, where the end result is. We're just leading, being led, taking our, going, gut, you know, that intuition of, this feels right, but we don't know where that step is going to. It might take a right angle turn in the next picture.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I also feel now more than ever that that's a very feminine approach. And that's an approach that women live in their lives, certainly in the home, more than in the outside patriarchal world, which is so goal-driven, where you have a goal and then you achieve it and then you cross that off the list. You know, women's process is so much more process-oriented and moment-to-moment and intuitional-based and following your gut and shifting course if that doesn't feel right. And, it's a little bit at odds with how the outer world tends to work, but it's a very powerful way of being.
Yeah, and sometimes we're kind of forced to fit in the other way, and we don't feel...
Yeah.
It doesn't feel natural to us, and we force ourselves, and then we kind of, it's kind of like hitting your head on a wall. Why isn't this working? Why isn't this working? There's times when we need to bring in that action and have that, you know, so we can't stay in that yin feminine place all the time because we do need action. But when we step forward first with that intuitive place and that inner knowing, it flows, it we can allow it to flow more.
Yeah, and I also don't think that action is a non-intuitive. I mean, it might, you follow your intuition about when you need action. So the yin is always, the feminine is always the ground for what we do. We don't have to just be merged into an amorphous nothingness or beingness, it compels us to act. It's like, you know, mothers don't just sit and watch their children stub their toe and cry and bleed. You know, you act. You're compelled to act out of this space of intuitional knowing and trusting and love and care. So action, there's no problem with action in terms of the feminine model. It's more goal-driven action where you keep to a goal regardless of what your gut or your heart is saying.
I agree with you, and part of me doesn't, because I witness women getting stuck in the process and not getting to action. And
I think you're right that that's a problem with their feminine power. It's just a problem with their discriminating skills or what they're willing to break through, usually. Because, you know what, again, when you look at these examples of mother bear protectiveness, when there's this need out of love or care to act, that's the feminine way. There's no problem there. But women, there's a huge shadow side of the feminine, which becomes all engulfing. But that's a different, you know, to me, that's sort of a different element that has to be addressed. But it isn't. A question of feminine versus masculine power. It's a question of how you're living your feminine power.
Mm-hmm.
In my mind,
that's interesting. And you're right. There is a lot of shadow we have to deal with. And I think one of it, because I've been mostly working with groups of women in the last 20 years. Women Wisdom is run by a council of women, and we have been able to identify, after years of working together and having that trust, because you have to build that trust where you can then go to identifying that shadow element and going, oh, wow, this is a pattern that women have. And one of them is run away when there's a conflict, or not speak up when there's a strong voice going, no, I don't want to do that. And everybody clams up when 9 out of 10 people wanted to do something, but the loud voice said no. We all go, oh, okay, we can't do it. And it was interesting to observe that after time going, oh, this is what's happening. And when you identify that, then you can go, okay, what do other, there's other tools you can use, like what do you think, rather than don't make that person wrong, that's their viewpoint. But it's up to us to not shut ourselves up. And so there's all sorts of tools we need to learn and recognize. Well, you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Hillary Hart.
TalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The In Search of the Miraculous 3-day workshop at the Omega Institute from July 29th to the 31st can change your life. Learn how to identify and erase your unconscious programs. Experience the quick and profound results of the revolutionary self-healing Dalian method. And fast forward your healing journey into consciousness with direct individual guidance from Mata. To register for this life-changing workshop with Eliza Mata Dalian at the Omega Institute, visit the calendar of events at DalianMethod.com.
Bambusa Bamboo Products saves trees and reduces waste by providing a new material for bathroom tissue and baby wipes. Bambusa Bamboo Products offers the only tree-free 100% bamboo bathroom tissue and award-winning baby wipes made from ultra-soft bamboo-derived fibers. Using material from renewable bamboo is the ideal alternative for toilet paper and wet wipes. Call 866-996-2867 or visit bambusa.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister time, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
And that was Lorraine Bays singing Woman of Wisdom, our theme song for the Woman of Wisdom Conference. And you can buy that CD on our website, womanofwisdom.org. So I'm talking with Hillary Hart. She's the author of The Unknown She and the creator of the Woman's Power Wheel. So Hillary, can you give your contact information for the listeners?
You can email me at hh@hillaryhart.org. And it's H-I-L-A-R-Y-H-A-R-T.
Great. And you have a website?
Oh, yeah. The website is womenspowerwheel.com.
Okay. So we are talking about women's spiritual power. So how do you view that? And why are these powers spiritual in your sense?
Well, I think one of the tricks for women is to enter this territory of where they see their power in a spiritual context so that we can come to really value it for what it's doing and how it's serving life. We tend to think of our power sort of at play at the home or when we give birth, when we care for children, how we're intuitive, we're caring, we're relational. I have a whole list of powers that I could list off, but there are things like longing, how we see the sacredness in life, how we nourish, how we create space, how we receive, how we work in community and in harmony. But we tend to use these powers or see them largely in a personal context, just like everything in the West. You know, most of us are pretty self-centered, or we are in our family, we have a family point of view. But all of women's power serves life. Women are so in tune with the continuance of life that we naturally have a role to play in every aspect of how life sustains and recreates itself and how the divine manifests through life, through this planetary existence, so including the earth. Once women really start to understand how our powers are spiritual, how they serve this much greater unfolding of the divine through its manifestation, that we'll sort of step into that power a little more. And, I mean, this is a huge topic, but it just requires a little bit of a shift of perspective away from what we benefit from or what our family benefits from or what our co-workers benefit from in terms of our power, to really looking at how our power is unique in this much bigger picture.
So taking that, our uniqueness, and putting it into a more global perspective, is that what you're saying?
Yes, and the global, of course, includes how the divine comes into the earth. You know, so it's not just global change in terms of bringing harmony or cooperation or peace into conflicted areas or to bringing resources to women and children, but doing so with full awareness that life is sacred, recognizing the essence of the divine in all of life. And that's how we bring everything we do into this sacred spiritual dimension.
And it's true. It's because we are physical.
Exactly.
We can bring that, it here.
Yeah, that's right. Women, and one of the powers that I write about and list in what I call my power wheel, or the women's power wheel, is our connection to the earth, which is very unique. It's a unique connection to the earth. We have a capacity that we enact when we give birth, which is to receive the light of a soul, of a child, or a human being, into our body. And in our bodies, that light, that soul, is intertwined with matter, with the material world. So women have, as a spiritual power, part of our being is about bringing light into the material world, which is the earth, which is, and being born here in this world in a body. And that's a whole dimension of spiritual life that has been denied and forgotten by our patriarchal world religions and by us.
How is it denied?
Well, because there's no recognition that women actually can serve this role. There's this abstracted sense that the Virgin Mary provided this role as the vessel for God to be born into the world. But there's no sense, no honor that women do this as part of our spiritual responsibility, not just in terms of the sacredness of giving birth. I mean, clearly our culture would treat birth itself in a very different way than it does now if it understood how sacred it is. I mean, even just now we're coming into the importance of doulas and home births and alternatives to hospital setting. But, you know, our whole global culture would treat birthing itself as a different process if it was seen as the sacred act that it is. But then also to extrapolate, that same power that is enacted when we're giving birth, when we're gestating a child, can be brought into a bigger arena of spiritual service, which can be having to do with how God can come into life, into the earth right now, and start a renewal process through the use of our physical bodies, women's physical bodies. Because the earth, to heal in part, to heal and regenerate the earth and its sacred nature. And there's no recognition of that in our collective spiritual consciousness. Mm-hmm. At least I don't see much of it.
Well, isn't it beginning, though? I think there's an evolution, or, you know, evolution coming on about towards that. I think there's lots of people becoming aware, and maybe in a different language than you're using. But.
Well, maybe. I think if we really understood that women's bodies could heal the earth in a particular way, I think we would see more, one, we would see more women gathering solely for that purpose. And two, I think we'd start to see more regeneration of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure the signs, I don't see so many signs of that, but I think there's a growing consciousness about it, just not fully, not taken much momentum yet.
Mm, okay. I see a little bit of it. Bit of it. I know we talk about it, Woman of Wisdom, different groups. I mean, it's touched on. I think maybe we're spread so thin. Yeah, I would. But maybe we're spread so thin with all our, you know, keeping our families together and our homes and our jobs that don't allow enough time to do that. And
that's I think what I'm saying, let me interject for one sec. We don't need time to do it. We need the awareness of what we're already doing.
Yeah, because it can be done timelessly as we're doing our other things, just holding that consciousness.
Exactly. That's
as we go about our lives.
Women, yes, that's the honoring of who we are that can transform everything that we do.
So is this what you're talking about when you say bringing these powers, bringing women to wholeness? Can you give some examples about that? Because we were just talking about bringing our unique gifts, our unique spirit to healing the earth. But what about these powers bringing women to wholeness themselves?
Well, when you live, when a woman starts to value and, well, the first thing is to recognize, but then start to honor who she is and what role she has in her life, to really honor and recognize that, there is a sense of wholeness that emerges. And all these powers are powers about connection, how they're about our role in the world, our role in spiritual revelation. as soon as you find a genuine place in the whole of life, your wholeness is very evident, and a new confidence, a new sense of belonging. You don't have that frantic sense of I don't fit in anymore, because you're living as yourself. And all these powers, like to nourish, is a power of connection. If you see it as a sacred power, when you're nourished, that you have this role in nourishing life itself, well, you're connecting to life and you understand how valuable you are, which just reinforces this much bigger picture and that you have a place in this unfolding of life.
Yeah, I think that's important for people to understand, where their place is. Because we can go around, you see a lot of people being lost in that. Like, what am I here for? What is my role? Is that what that, because I'm really curious at your words using a longing. Does that relate to longing?
Yeah. Sorry, say that again. What about longing?
No, it seems like that relates to longing. And I was curious that's one of your powers that you, in your wheel, you talk about longing. And that one really stuck out for me.
Well, longing has tremendous power, I feel. Traditionally, longing is the little spark of the divine in our heart that wants to go home to be part of the fullness of God. And so at the same time that we feel separate from something divine, it is the spark of the divine in us, and it's a bit of consciousness that reminds us that we're both connected and far away at the same time, oddly. But when you live that longing, I mean, a woman's longing is so powerful. I had a dream recently where I was just filled with longing to do more, to participate more. And I was sitting with Barack Obama, President Obama, and his tears were flowing down his face. And he was saying, you can do more. You can change more. And I was saying to him, you can do more. You can be bold. And there was just this longing to do more and to participate and to help change the world. And that's just a driving force in my being that will then and continues to propel me through my life. And is it a force of separation or a force of connection? Well, it doesn't even matter, because when you're in it, you feel so somehow at home. And women really need to honor their longing in whatever form it comes, through dreams or through heartache or through the need to have children or the need to participate at work. It doesn't matter where it comes from. It's just such a powerful force because it's real.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's allowing the time to listen to that, because you can feel it. And if you don't pay attention to it, it's going to start, I can just see it kind of running havoc in your life because you aren't listening to that longing. Because you aren't listening to your spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is Chris Danis.
Yeah.
We're listening to Voices. I've got to stop you right now. We got to go to a break.
So
this is Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll talk more about this.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light for a Spiritual and Healing Journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mtheholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and you're just listening to Pray Like a Woman by Lorraine Bays, which is another song on our Woman of Wisdom CD, which you can purchase at womanofwisdom.org. So I'm talking with Hillary Hart, and we've just been talking about the woman's power and the woman's power wheel that Hillary works with. So what about the fact you made a statement about women not trusting our power yet? And what are the signs of that?
Well, I do think women don't trust their power. I think if they did, and by women, I don't mean every single woman on the entire planet, but I think en masse, you know, if there was a critical point of most women trusting their power, I think the world would look totally different. I think all of our political, economic, educational, religious systems would look different. I think the way we consume resources from the earth would look different. I mean, a woman living her power is so harmonized with life and with sustaining life that she cannot participate in a consumer culture that destroys life, basically. So to me, the biggest sign that a critical mass of women are not living their power is just the way that the world looks from sort of our perspective, what it's reflecting back to us, which is a lot of ill health, depression, physical health, physical illnesses, illnesses of the earth, illnesses and destruction in our, you know, all of our political and economic structures. And so I think it's the beginning. I think some of these signs are actually signs of women starting to live their power because things are falling apart. But I think particularly, especially with the earth, the destruction on the earth is a sign that we're just not living our power yet.
Right, but there's the particular term trust, because, you know, why we don't trust our power.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, I think some of the reason we don't trust our power is because there's so little reflection outwardly. But I think also we're very afraid of what it really means if we start living our power, if we really trust it, if we really relate to our power and use it for what it is, I think it will just change everything in our lives. And so we don't trust. We just don't feel into it. All of our patriarchal internalized ways of knowing and being cut us off from our power at every second. Our need to analyze, our need to understand and define, our need to achieve, our need to make money in order to survive, our need to get ahead, our need to feel secure in this world, which is always against our health and our security. All those things are constantly undermining the way that we could relax into our unique way of being and trust it.
Yeah, so what do you tell people? What's a good starting place to learn how to trust? Because it's kind of like about trusting yourself and what you know.
Very much so. And I think one of the most important things is women gathering, as you know. You know, I mean, when women get together, and this is why all of my work right now is about starting women's circles. That's just all I'm interested in doing other than writing about starting women's circles. But it's just so important for women to be with other women and learn. And the circles that I start are very structured so that there isn't a lot of crosstalk or dialogue. It's very ceremonial. But so that women can start to just relax into a beingness that confirms who we are. And women's bodies, physical bodies, play a big role in that. We resonate through feeling with each other, and we confirm and affirm each other's power through our bodies. We don't necessarily even have to talk about it. So gathering with other women, to me, is key. You start to slowly sense something and then learn to trust it.
Right, and gathering, it's important, and it's still important. That's why Women Wisdom has been around for 20 years. You know, there's still that need for women to gather. So what's the difference? And I'd love to hear your definition of the divine feminine, but what do you see the difference between women and the feminine?
Well, I think to start with the second part of that question, I think in our culture, especially our sort of spiritual milieu in the West, we're very enamored by the feminine or by the divine feminine, which it's a wonderful thing. It's the emergence of a sense and a valuing and an understanding of the balance to patriarchal or masculine divinity. So whereas a masculine divine energy will have a judgment quality, it will be a transcendent God, the divine feminine has an immanent aspect. She is she is manifesting in life, in presence. She has a mercy aspect and a love quality and a devotional quality. You know, some of the ancient Greek goddesses like Aphrodite or who was the goddess of beauty and love, these are the divine feminine qualities that are emerging into our consciousness. And they're so important to have, it's so important to have that balance to what most of our world religions have upheld as God, which is really a masculine, which is the transcendent God. So that's an important movement that's sweeping through our collective understanding. But I think there's a little bit of a danger for women to put all of their attention on honoring the feminine or the divine feminine and forget that we are individual, embodied, gendered women, because the divine feminine is available to all of us. You can be a man and have a relationship with the divine feminine and bring the divine feminine into your life more and more, and you can be a woman. It's an equal access energy, archetypally, or divine energy. But being a woman is unique, and there is a danger at times, like for example in the Middle Ages there was a massive rise in the cult of Mary, in admiring and paying homage to Mary. At the same time, that was when more women were burned at the stake for heresy. So there is a way that our attraction to this universal energy that's available to all of us can sort of undermine our very lived, embodied, gendered power, which has a lot to do with the body. So,
well, I'm curious about that. How does it undermine it?
Well, you know, if you're a woman and you fall in love with a man, and a man falls in love with you, and they project onto you their anima, their inner anima, which is their inner feminine energy, it doesn't let you live as a woman. It doesn't let you live as a separate human being. That form of projection, it's a very common psychological dynamic. A man will project onto a woman his sense of the divine feminine or the inner feminine that he's on a quest to come to know. But the projection itself is what he relates to. And in relating to that projection, he fails to relate to the individual woman. So that's a dynamic that happens all the time in our own lives. You know, and then it's this process of growing up out of how we project onto each other and claim our relationship as two separate individuals who are whole and complete unto themselves, has different unique gifts to offer. So that's one way it impedes the recognition of individual what it really means to be an individual woman. And that, mm-hmm. like I say, with the cult of Mary, there's a way that you can, a culture can become enamored by a divine feminine force or an archetypal feminine force, but forget about the empowerment of women, real living women that need to be seen as divine and recognized for the gifts that they really offer.
So with this whole divine feminine movement.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just, this whole divine feminine movement, which we're kind of witnessing, I see a lot of it, you know, in various teleclasses and how to touch the divine feminine and the goddess and all. Are we losing touch with, it sounds like we need a balance of that with we are women. And maybe that is happening too.
Yeah, I think it's a balancing act. I think there are things, I mean, my work, I'm not right now that interested in the divine feminine in terms of this general force that's available to all of us. I'm interested in women living their divine nature. I think men need to live their divine feminine nature too. But if you've met any men who have gone on that journey, that real inner journey to the inner feminine, to opening up to the divine feminine, it's very specific. It has its own challenges. So for a man to learn to live his feminine nature or the divine feminine is its own challenge, and I think men really need to talk to men about that challenge, about the responsibilities and the pitfalls that come along that journey. So I really am, you know, in my work, I just find it very much simpler just to talk about women living their nature, their divine nature, their feminine nature. It's a unique process. It's not the same process as men, and I think it needs to be acknowledged as unique.
Yeah, we spent so much time to be like men, to be fit in that world, because the world
is
a patriarchal world. And so we've given up. We wear men's clothing in the business corporations. And so but what I'm seeing is that sense of the essence, the being at the expression of the divine feminine will be different in women and men because we are embodied.
Yeah.
We are embodied as women, men are embodied as men. And so it'll come out in a different expression. And so
I agree.
This is interesting because I think it really helps us define and tune this for ourselves. We're not giving up being the fact that we're women, that we're, you know, and wanting equal power in our world. We are holding, you know, we need to hold on to the fact we are women and we have a unique expression. So this is Chris Stainis. We're listening to Hillary Hart, and we'll come back for more conversation on Voices of Women.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the... Well, you know... The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractor.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust and not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiff disc and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95, and you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
So welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Danis, and I'm talking to Hillary Hart. Hillary's the author of The Unknown She. So Hillary, again, give your contact information and your website.
Yeah, the website is www.womenspowerwheel.com. And you can email me at info@womenspowerwheel.com, too. That's simple.
Okay, so this Women's Power Wheel Circle, let's talk about that. How do they work?
We have three circles that I developed. And, as we've been talking about, I guess I've gotten a little weary from working within this patriarchal structure of the workshop and the money exchange and thinking that you're going to get something at a workshop that's really going to last you forever and that it's going to change your life, and this paradigm of authority where you're paying money to hear somebody talk who's going to give you some really good advice. And even though we know better, that's not how spiritual life works. I think so many of us are still just part of that system because we have so much longing, and this is what the world gives to us. But I feel like it's still undermining of our power, which really thrives in non-hierarchical situations. And it has so much to do with life force and with silence and with connecting through presence that I started these women's circles just for that purpose. And they're very highly structured so that women come and they meditate a bit, and then there's a sharing into the circle with no crosstalk at all, no rational dialogue, no discussion, which I'm very tired of, even in some of the dream groups I'm part of or some of the other groups I've been part of. There's this exhaustion I feel at all the analysis and the figuring things out and the confidence that you have the right point of view. So in these circles, there's none of that in this sacred space. And instead, what there is you practice listening. You practice these powers that we talk about all the time but don't always really trust. So you practice listening and holding in your heart and creating and holding a space for something else to be present. You practice being together with no agenda, which is a very powerful way of being together. You practice being in a sacred space with no individual agenda, but with the hope that we can be of service somehow, with the aim to serve. And I have three different, and then there's break for tea in the circle. We have a tea and then we can chat, and just have fun as women. But there are three different forms of the circle. One is for women who are on their period and elders to support that, which I think has tremendous purifying power. It's a purification power that we don't really understand yet and can play, I think, a part in how we heal the earth. I think it can. I think our purifying power when we're on our menses can purify toxins in the environment if we use it for that purpose, if we offer it back to life. And then one is just about going around the wheel to uncover our power and talk about it or feel into it or have dreams about it. And then the third one is just called listening to life, where you're developing a relationship with life force through the circle work. So those are the circles, and I'm trying to get them started around the world, and we have three in the Bay Area, one in Washington, and one in Cape Town, South Africa.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So they can sign up for one on your website, they can or learn how to start one in their cities.
Yeah, we'd love people who are interested in this kind of work to start one and in their own town and see how it goes. And what we found is that there are women, not necessarily a lot, but there are women, and you probably know who you are, who really want to sit with other women, mostly in silence and in reverence and with this longing to serve and to uncover our part in the spiritual workings of the world. And that's the people who are drawn to these circles. And so if that makes sense to anybody out there, please get in touch with us and start a circle and connect to this movement.
Yeah, there is power of the silence and sitting together. I mean, I work
There's
at home.
There's so much
home
power.
Alone.
Yeah.
And I'm silent by myself, but to sit with other women and the listening piece, we do that a lot at Women of Wisdom and every... So I'm going to just counteract your that workships don't aren't the answer. And they're
oh,
not
no.
the answer.
I mean, you're unique,
and this, I know we're unique. Of course we're unique. But it is about that the most important time is the in-between workshops, when women make
right.
connections. And that's very powerful. And they make connections in workshops. I think one of the powerful things about Women Wisdom is it's always a place for women to share their stories. And it is that listening
yeah.
piece. Everyone listens. It's not we're not there to fix people. We're there to listen to their
right.
story. And as we listen to each other, we learn and we grow and we heal and we give permission to share our story. When we listen to someone else's story, for me, that gives me permission to go, oh yeah, I experienced that too. And I share my story and then that brings healing to me. So I've just witnessed this a year after year from the very first year, you know, the power of that story. So to sit in sacred circle with that
mm-hmm.
and that act of listening. And so you've structured this. That's your ground rules. That's your principles that you operate
yeah,
behind.
Yeah. yeah, the ground rules are so, they limit what we can do, which means that a lot of the stuff that we've done before is just, we're moving. What I see the circles is sort of a next step. We've done a lot of talking. We've done a lot of analysis. We've done a lot of exploration. And now we're really using our power in service. That's what the circles can help with.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, and in my experience, because we organize the conference in circle, and
yeah.
One of our meetings
yeah.
we had months ago, we ended up singing spontaneously. What came out of the group was, and in a closing, was "She's Got the Whole World in Her Hands," and we
yeah.
all of a sudden there was a spark of inspiration of the theme, next year's theme. Not that that's going to be the theme, but it was
yeah.
like an essence of it. It might be totally different word wise, but it was like we all resonated on that because we sat in circle together.
Well, that's the wholeness. I mean, it's so present when you're in circle in silence. You feel it. You know it. That wholeness. The whole world.
Yeah, yeah. So just as a parting thought, one or two sentences,
yeah.
what do you see as women's greatest possible spiritual contribution at this time?
Well, I think for every woman, of course, it's different. But in general, as we live our power in whatever way is appropriate for us, I think the greatest gift is going to be the spiritual regeneration of the human-earth relationship and returning the sacredness to the earth that's been lost in terms of how we've treated it. So it's a gift to the earth, I think.
Great. Thank you. So thank you for being here today. It was great
well,
to talk
you,
to you.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's
yeah.
always nice to talk to you.
Okay, so I want to leave everybody with this thought today. I invite you to contemplate what your unique spiritual power is and be honest with yourself about when you aren't trusting it and what you can do to be more trustful of your power so you can contribute to the collective evolution and the healing of our planet. This is Chris Danis. I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. If you'd like to contact me, you can email me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And just as the annual conference changes women's lives, this book also has touched many women and men have bought this book in the exploration of the divine feminine and what it means to be a woman today. You can purchase the book at womenofwisdom.org. And when you purchase it there, it benefits Women of Wisdom, which is a nonprofit organization. You can sign up for the Women of Wisdom newsletter on the website, too. So that's www.womenofwisdom.org. And you can find out about our monthly events and about our upcoming conference. We actually have, it's time to put in your proposals to give a workshop at Women of Wisdom. You can get that on our website, and the deadline is August 1st. So thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Be safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
Been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.